Lucy, have you been checking out my Instagram stories this week?
No.
Finally doing Instagram stories, which is actually a carbon copy of Snapchat. Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather just go on Snapchat.
Well, you know what, as well as Instagram, you can zoom in on photos.
Ooh.
I've zoomed in on a few years. I'm just saying you could shed a few pounds.
Oh, cheeky.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where it's all about accents with Mikey Hughes. We've got my Scottish friend Mikey Hughes on the phone talking about his accent, the world's accents, our accents, and basically accents we absolutely love, hate, detest, accents we quite like.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Hello, how are you doing? Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, the podcast where we discuss a different episode each week. And basically, we promise it is a different episode because we're rapidly running out of ideas. Are we, Lucy?
I have got ideas coming out of my brain right now, so
that would involve,
speak for yourself,
that would involve
Luke.
Having more than one brain cell. So, not
say. Oh, you did not just say that.
Yeah, I did just say that. And I'm Luke Marsden. Hello, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. A true fact about me is that I've lived in Wigan all my life, but 1 year where I lived in London.
Have you?
Yeah, I lived in Wigan
so
all my
I've
life.
So I've lived away more than you.
Well, where did you live?
Manchester.
Yeah. How long for?
4.
And now you live in Manchester.
4 years.
Yeah. Wow, and then you're back in Manchester, so you lived, yeah. But I lived in London, it's the capital, so mine counts
well,
more. That 1 year counts.
Obviously exactly. Better.
What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
A true fact about me would be that at this very moment in time, 27,362 days years old.
Well, that's not true because this episode is going on after your birthday. So at this moment in time, you're 28.
Okay, so that's not a
happy
fact,
birthday. Forget all that. Right, okay. If you want to listen to previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM, trust me, there is another 31 episodes that you can listen to. We have done episodes about everything. Literally, you name it, we've done an episode. Name a subject, Lucy, and I'll tell you if we've done an episode.
Elephants.
On it. Well, we've not done that one yet. Name a different subject.
Alligators.
Well, you're just naming stupid animals now. audioboom.com/channel/ Luke and Lucy FM, or just search Luke and Lucy FM. On iTunes and you'll see all our previous episodes. Now this one is an episode that is inspired by frankly a train journey that I had this week.
A train journey?
I was on a train this week because I'm often on trains getting public transport. It's awful. And well that's due to my debilitating eye disease which I mentioned previously on this podcast, just saying. And I went to this train journey and I heard what possibly is the worst accent I have ever heard in my entire life. Now I don't mind a West Midlands Birmingham accent, a Brummie accent, but this one had some sort of weird, bizarre twang on it, and it was literally the worst thing I think I've ever heard.
Brummie, but with a twang.
Yeah,
a
but twang. It was a twang, so it was like, you hurt me, or something like that. I mean, not quite like that.
You're having a poo.
Yeah, well, maybe they were on the train, who knows.
Ew.
But this is the thing, though, Lucy, right? And I think more than looks, I think an accent defines a person.
It puts you off people there, can't it? It can put you off or it can make you fancy them more, I think.
Like, I mean, let's take you, for example, Lucy
Hilton. I love a good London accent. But not on girls, on men.
So, yeah, that's the thing, though. But I don't mind a southern accent on a girl, but only if the girl's really attractive. I don't think I could tolerate a southern accent on a non-attractive person.
That's a bit attractive. What's the word?
Are you trying to say I'm an attractive racist?
Yes,
I don't think it's prejudice is the word you're looking at.
Prejudice was the word.
I don't think I am judging accents on the way, the colour of its accents. and I think, you know what, an accent, truthfully though, Lucy, it is what makes a person. I think it defines a person's character as well, an accent. You know, on one of the previous episodes we discussed voices and how important that is.
True.
Like, I think, and I think I'm right in saying this, Lucy, you wish you didn't have a Wigan accent. You try your best to get rid of your Wigan accent.
I don't mind my accent.
No, you don't. Don't lie to me. You try your best to pretend you're not from Wigan with your accent. Put your phone voice on now.
My phone voice. Everyone says I have a phone voice.
Yeah, well, you do have a phone voice, though, Lucy, because...
everyone does, I think. I think everyone goes a little bit more posher when they're on the phone.
I don't. Speak to me like, okay, right, there you go. You're phoning me now.
Yeah, but I'm not on the phone to you. You're going to just purposefully...
Hello? Yeah, it's
like,
Luke.
Speak more common.
I'm fine, thanks. No, I don't want PPI. Thanks for calling. Bye. There you go. Phone voice. Done. Let's talk about some other areas.
You're so pleased with yourself then.
Let's talk about other areas of the UK, right? Yorkshire. Where we are in Lancashire, right? Let's talk Lancashire first, actually.
But it makes you seem more friendly, though, doesn't it? Everyone says people from the north seem more friendlier.
No, people say people from the north are grim and depressed.
That's very true.
Which is not true, by the way. We're not grim.
We are
very depressed, yeah. Yorkshire, though, right? So across the Pennines from where Lancashire is. I can't beat a good Lancashire accent. Boltonian accent, I like a Wigan accent.
Do you like Bolton accent?
You know what, though? When I don't talk about Big Brother, but back in 2008,
before we went in the house... Every single podcast, I don't think you've not mentioned Big Brother.
Well, we had to download a ring... We had to make a ringtone up, right? Which people could download for free, this ringtone, right?
That task.
Yeah. Oh, no. This was before we went in the house.
Oh,
we had
okay.
to just do a ringtone.
Do you remember something about this?
Channel 4 load you to download it for free off the website, right?
Okay.
Who do you think, out of 16 housemates, whose ringtone, because of his accent, was downloaded 250,000 times? Mine.
Was he really?
And I didn't get a penny. And imagine if I'd sold that for a pound, I wouldn't be sat here with this podcast with you. I'd be on a yacht with a model from Barbados.
Not your girlfriend.
Not my girlfriend. I said a yacht. I'm with a model from Barbados. Of course.
Oh, Phoebe.
One, don't name her. I don't want that data protection disclosed. Another one. Okay, let's take Phoebe, right? My girlfriend, for example. She comes from.
Hello, you just told me not to name her.
She comes from Blackburn.
Yeah.
But Phoebe has been.
She's got a cute little accent.
She won't mind me saying this. She's privately educated. So Phoebe went to a private school and a private high school, right? So because she's gone there with girls from other areas around the country, her accent isn't typically from a Blackburn area. The question is, Lucy, can your accent change over time?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
According to scientists, they say, in actual fact, 67% of people's accents can't change.
No, I think they can. You hear people all the time. I know someone who I have on Facebook, actually. Met them about once. And he's from Newcastle.
Met him once. Good
really
one.
Geordie accent. Moved to London. And they've got, like, he keeps putting, like, videos on. And, yeah, he's really posh now.
So he's completely lost his Newcastle accent?
Yep.
Why?
Well, there's, like, a twang in there.
I don't blame him, though. A Geordie accent is incredibly popular these days. From, like, shows like Geordie Shore, if you hear a Newcastle accent, you automatically think of sleaze. But you do, though. And one of the most famous accents in the UK is... And when you think of... If somebody said to you, think of a UK accent, what's the first area in the UK that you think of an accent?
I think of the Queen and her accent.
So you think of a traditional... posh, uh-huh. British, well-spoken. But that's not realistic. People
it's
in the UK,
realistic.
Americans think we sound like that, but I've got breaking news for you. We don't drink tea all that well, we do. We don't read Harry Potter well, we do. We don't sound like the Queen. That's the true bit of that sentence.
Some people do.
Yeah. Name somebody who sounds like a Queen.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, you don't.
David Cameron.
David Cameron doesn't sound like a... Well, and Liverpudlian accents.
Oh, yeah.
What's your thoughts on Liverpudlian accents? Now, bear in mind, this is an accent that has... It polarises people, the Liverpudlian accent. People love them if they're from Liverpool.
I think it's cute, yeah.
See, it's polarised, this Luke and Lucy FM podcast episode right now, because you think it's cute. I think, unlike my voice, it's one of the most grating things you've ever heard. A Liverpoolian accent, you could have the most attractive people and even not attractive.
And then they speak.
Or flip it. You know, you can have somebody you think, oh, no, really. Then they speak, you think, oh, got a nice accent. But a Liverpoolian accent it's challenging.
So biased.
It's tough. No, but it is, though, Lucy.
One of my best friends is, like, from near that way.
I'm so sorry about
with
that.
With a little twang.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, though, and do they play up to the accent?
Well, they just speak like they normally speak.
Some radio presenters don't try to shirk their accents when they're on a radio station. Yeah,
they have to explain shirks.
Basically try to get rid of their accents.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? When you and I speak on a radio show, we speak normally. Maybe you try and do your phone voice sometimes. No, but you do, though.
Especially when I'm reading the travel.
Yeah, when you're reading Traffic and Travel, you do your phone voice, right?
But travel needs to be kind of, I don't know.
What, more serious? It's true, Lucy.
People can't tell what I'm saying.
Travel is a very serious thing.
It's a very serious thing. People might crash if they don't hear my travel.
Absolutely, yes. They couldn't just get the sat navs out and get the live traffic updates. You know what, though, Lucy? And this is an actual thing, right? Sign language has an accent.
No, it doesn't.
Sign language has an accent.
Up.
A study in the US reveals.
Shut up.
A study in the US reveals that sign language has an accent. So different areas of the US has different sign language depending on where that you phrase the words.
Well, that's phrasing the words, though, isn't it? It's not an accent. That's
sign
a dialect.
Language has an accent.
Surely that's dialect.
You know that an accent can make a person more interesting. That's true.
That's very true.
Because as soon as you hear an accent, it's kind of like
it's like Americans. Like, say if you're in Britain and you hear an American accent, you're suddenly like, ooh.
Yeah. I was in Blackpool a few weeks ago, right? And I heard an American woman at this bar and I thought, ooh, shut up. She was just going on and on and on. And at one point, I went over and thought, hey, quick one, why are you in Blackpool, of all the places?
She's on holiday. If you're in America,
no
people
on holidays.
Would say,
no one holidays.
Why are you in New York?
No one holidays. I haven't been to New York. No one holidays in Blackpool. Of course, another way of flipping it is an accent can make somebody untrustworthy. So if you hear an accent on the radio, if you're a politician speaking with a various different accent, it can make them untrustworthy.
Yeah, that's true. There's certain areas of the country where they've got bad names for themselves.
What would you say is that then?
Well, I don't want to be stereotypical.
But?
However, some people say, like people from Liverpool, steal a lot.
Again, but that's a stereotype. But is it because of what they've done, or is it because of the accent? It sounds untrustworthy.
Well,
you can just Google Liverpoolian crime rates to get the answer to that. And of course, when you sing, and
you're
see this,
your accent,
no,
isn't
but you don't sing in your exactly. You sing, and there's no accent.
There's no accent.
That's in a way. Like you hear, for example, Rebecca Ferguson. If you don't know who that is, Google her. She's a very strong Liverpoolian accent.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
sings.
But you would not
it's
be
the
able
voice
to tell.
Of an angel singing to you. Like Catherine
true.
Church or whatever she's called.
The only people I would say, but I suppose that's rapping. You can tell their accents then.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want to lose it. They want to still be street and urban and ghetto.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried rapping once. Absolute disaster.
I can't imagine you rapping. Go on, give us a little preview.
No, it was a lot of crap.
On.
I'm not going to rap.
You need to
I'm
do
not
it
gonna
for
rap.
The podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Check out Luke and Lucy FM every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. There you go. I've done some rapping.
Terrible.
Lucy, I think it's about time we got somebody on the phone who has an accent that, again, is polarising. Some people love them, some people hate these accents.
Some people can't understand them.
Some people can't understand a word. Let's find it out if we can. It is a man who, frankly, should have won my year of Big Brother in 2008. He refers to himself as the Blinder. He's soon to have a PhD.
Woo!
It is the very brilliant Mikey Hughes. Mikey, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Yeah, I've came out my retirement specially for this show, my favourite show in the year. Kate, why is that? Because it's got the two best accents on it.
Oh, now, this is the
sort of
big up that we need. Mikey,
we'll give you the money after, Mikey.
Mikey has championed Luke and Lucy FM since the very first episode so many weeks ago. And Mikey, obviously, previously in one of the previous episodes, we said that you'd sent Lucy a gift of a snake. I think that's episode 26. And Lucy just wants to say thanks so much for the snake.
Yeah, big thank you for that, Mikey.
Can I just say, the snake obviously obliterated a previous gift out the water, which is a lot more highbrow than the snake.
My little chocolate bug.
Mikey, you've showered Lucy.
I am spoiled.
You've showered Lucy with gifts, Mikey, in the past. Now, is that because you like Lucy's accent?
I was just reading it. I've got an implicit attitude towards accents. It's because I can't see. It's a first thing that I observe. I don't know about you and Lucy, but you might be blinded by your eyes, whereas for me it's all about the accent.
But that's true though, Mikey. Lucy and I were saying this earlier on in the episode, that because obviously we see somebody with our eyes first, we judge them on the looks. You, because obviously you can't see, you've literally judged somebody within milliseconds on their accent. And for you, do you decide then if you like the person, you can tolerate talking to them?
I think I have to go and see a medic. It's getting really extreme. in the sense that if I don't like somebody's accent, I just do not want to speak to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'd be screwed with Lucy then.
Hi, GK!
You know, Mikey, we were talking earlier on some of the accents in the UK, you know, Birmingham accents, Yorkshire accents, Liverpoolian accents. What have you encountered, accent-wise, that you really love? And what have you encountered that you think, I can't stand?
Can I just say at this point, though, we need to re-engineer society in the sense that I believe that somebody who's got a particular accent is through no fault of their own.
It's not. It's the parents.
So, but yeah, is it though? It's where you're born, right?
Well, that's where the parents choose to live.
Where you're born, it's who you hang around with. For example, in my local vicinity, there's two schools. They're separated by a road. And the kids from those schools have got totally different accents.
Really?
Yeah. What, just by one road? So how does that work? Is it just because of...
It's perhaps the house scheme is split by a road. It's perhaps that the parents... It's perhaps because they send posher teachers to another school.
That's a very good point. Because I suppose in primary school, you know, you're listening to a teacher and you're almost maybe mimicking their accents
in
a way.
Yeah, that's true. Because when you're younger, you kind of copy off everything off anyone, don't you?
Exactly. Mikey, what sort of accents have you encountered that you absolutely... I mean, you've got a good Scottish accent, right? But, I mean, do you like other Scottish accents?
No, I don't. I was saying this the other day. See people from the East Coast? Oh, just... There's something inside my brain. It just...
There are. I don't know what area of Scotland it is, but it's a very thick accent, isn't it? And I cannot understand what they're saying.
Well, a lot of people... say that about Scottish accents, but you know, see the other week I heard this bear character. I don't watch the show anymore, but I did tune in to Loose Women.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and I didn't like the Scottish woman on that.
Kay Adams, yeah, Kay Adams. So she's Scottish, right? And you just don't like her accent.
She sounds like she's got a stomach full of acid. it's one of those acid tones. It's like Pusty Walk.
The thing is, though, they have got a stomach full of acid. They are loose women. Lucy.
I heard it was your favourite programme.
It definitely is not my favourite programme. You know...
So Bear was talking. He was from London. I could not understand a word this guy was saying. So it's perhaps not just the Scottish that we can't understand.
You know what, Mikey? Lucy and I were saying earlier in the episode that popular accents these days, like shows from Geordie Shore and The Only Way Is Essex. Essex accents, are they popular or are they just really grating?
Marnie, for example, the other week, she...
From Geordie Shore, yeah.
Now, don't get... I have not got a strong aversion to the Geordie accent because obviously I'm a big supporter of Marcus Bentley.
Of course, who voices Local CFM.
But there's something with certain accents. They're just totally flat. They're hollow. There's nothing there and it just grates my brain for some reason.
Like, do you think people's accents kind of show the personality as well?
Right, Kirsty Walk's an example. BBC Newsnight, sharp tone. So it's the tone, it's the accent, and then she's got to grill everybody that she interviews. Imagine she'd a nice, fluffy accent, a bit like Lorraine Kelly.
Wouldn't work.
So for example, Kay Adams, who I didn't know it was, first of all, you think, right, she's got a really sharp tone. So is that the idea of this show? So it's the tone, it's the accent, and you're thinking, I heard somebody made a really sharp tone, an unusual tone, very nippy, very quick, and I'm thinking, is that person, or is it the accent? Is it the brain that's causing it? What's actually causing this?
Are you drawn to certain accents, Mikey? You know, did you listen to somebody on the train, or when you're walking, you think, oh, I could go and talk to this person?
Well, there was a girl the other day in the individual fruit shop, and she had a really unusual accent, and I said, where is it? Are you Canadian or Irish? And she said, I mean, the worst thing you can say to somebody is try and guess her accent, they're totally not from it. Surprisingly enough, she was Canadian.
You've got a sharp ear, that's why, Mikey.
I know, you can
judge it, because I always think Canadians sound American. You can't tell the difference. I mean,
ignorant in that fact.
Hello to anybody in Canada and America who's listening right now.
Hello to Justin Bieber and Drake.
They're not listening. Mikey, is there particular celebrities, like, I know you just mentioned all the loose women stuff, but on TV you hear them and you just think just awful accents?
Yeah, one I cannot stand her. And I think she makes a career of it. Janet Street Porter.
Oh, the woman. You know what, I agree. If you don't know who Janet Street Porter is and you've not heard her voice, do Google her right now, because...
I want to Google her.
Google her. Get your phone out right now.
You're the read
off the office. And Google her. And she's just... I mean, she is. It's a very... It's as though she's got something constantly in her mouth.
Constantly.
I wouldn't want to say any more on it, but... But it's almost like they get her on because they always seem to celebrate the way she speaks.
Mike, how do you feel about... Now, this is a true story, right? There is a condition called foreign accent syndrome, FAS.
They actually, on Wikipedia, have a little voice link of Janet Street Porter's voice.
Right, go on, play it then, Lucy. Hold it up to the microphone to see if we can hear it.
Hang on, if it works. It's not working.
Brilliant.
Me a really bad
hang on, it's clicking, it's clicking. I can't find it,
Lucy can't even do it, let alone doing it, so can't even got any bad reaction.
Bad technology.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's not even working. Good one. Good one, Lucy.
But it had it on there.
Good one. It doesn't even work.
Janet's a YouTuber.
Janet Street Porter's voice.
So, I really want to know what it sounds like, though.
Mikey, I was saying, foreign accent syndrome, right? So this is a true thing, that actually you can be admitted to hospital and lose your accent. A British woman was admitted to hospital after getting foreign accent syndrome. She banged her head with a migraine, walked up and spoke Chinese.
What?
FAS.
Well, that's language. It's not even accent.
FAS. Well, she lost a British accent instead. She's not going to speak British Chinese, is she? another woman, a British woman, was admitted to hospital in France, woke up fluent French.
No.
Foreign accent syndrome. Mikey, how do you feel about
weird.
That? Have you ever concerned about losing it?
This is not accent syndrome. This must just be something to do. See, accents and languages are taught. Like, I'll give you a prime example here. Some of my helpers are German, and when they speak German, they sound German, and when they speak British, obviously they've modelled themselves on being posh English country girls. So if you could imagine what Cindy sounds like, you know, the little Mattel doll Cindy?
Right, the actual doll, the rival to Barbie.
Yeah, so... If you would imagine what a quintessential Cindy would sound like...
I think she'd be American.
No, Cindy was the quintessential English girl.
I thought that was Barbie.
No, Cindy was the rival Barbie. They said Barbie was too American. They wanted one for the British girls.
Okay.
And what accent is Cindy supposed to have had?
Cindy is totally different. Barbie's all the wrong proportions.
Was Cindy more well-rounded?
Was she curvy?
Yes, Cindy is rounded. Cindy's got a button nose and high cheekbones and wears jodhpurs and has got curly hair. Barbie's totally different. Barbie can't even stand up on her own two legs.
Well, that's very true. On that note, Mikey, listen, before we get into a realm of pain, I don't think we should continue any further. But before you go, Mikey, we want you to listen to Janet Street Porter. I've got the clip and let's see what Mikey makes of this.
Tremendously, and you know, I really think you're great. But what I really want is Eamon.
So that's Janet Street Porter referring to her co-host's husband. I mean, she sounds gobby, right?
Doesn't sound as gobby as I remember her.
Well, Mike, maybe you've heard... It depends on her throat, her voice, or maybe actually depends on how she's woke up in her Pinot Grigio she had the night before.
In fact, she sounds like somebody different who I won't mention, but...
She does sound like someone different there. She sounds like someone off the Only Way is Essex.
She sounds almost like she's from Bristol there, but I'm sure she was from London.
She is, I think... Yeah. I think
she's from Brentwood
or something like that. They're all the same down there. Mike Hughes, listen, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
So now for the privilege to speak to two northerners.
Absolutely.
Mikey,
we'll let you have the final word before we end Luke and Lucy FM. Is there anything you want to say to somebody who maybe is listening to this thinking, you know what, these three don't know what they're talking about. I've got a wonderful accent, even if people can't understand a word I say.
I would say to them, try and hang around with people that haven't got the same accent as you. Try and elevate your position to another accent. Or maybe you think, I'm not going to do that, I'm just going to stay the same way I have always been. Whatever you do, stay true to yourself, stay authentic.
Oh, and look at that. Lucy was getting frantically emotional during that speech. And honestly, that was emotional. Mike Hughes, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Big shout out to Luke and Lucy FM.
Legend. Literally a legend. And £100,000 back in 2008 to change his life. So thanks to Mike Hughes for being on Luke and from Lucy FM. And I have a funny suspicion that's not the last time Mike is going to come on this podcast. I don't think it is. I think he's got too much to say and we only scratched the surface. And when we got into that Cindy doll thing, I thought, oh, I need to cut him off just in case. You never know. Who knows? We don't get ourselves removed off iTunes. Thank you so much for listening to our accents. Maybe you finally suffered after 32 weeks and you think you can't take it.
Maybe you hate our accents.
Maybe you do. If you do, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Tell us how much you hate us.
Tell us how much you hate us. Or like us. Maybe you absolutely love the Wigan accent, because personally, you can't beat a Wigan accent. If you want to check out previous episodes, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM for more of our accents. Lucy, do you want any final words before I hand it over to a Geordie accent that is Marcus Bentley?
I just want to say happy birthday to me and...
Nobody's bothered.
Hi,
you've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.